I'm glad that my parents missed one thing that that it was really unbelievable. They saw me hit this great success, and it was a blast, and we had a lot of laughs, and it was just an amazing time. They passed away, and then after I got famous, it was like all these haters came out of nowhere, and it, like the negativity and the amount of animosity was just it was unbearable. I'm not even kidding you guys. At one point, I sat down and I Googled myself. I put my name in Google, and when I went to hit search, Google was like, "Are you sure?" I couldn't believe it. I sat there, and there was like 87 Dane Cook sucks pages and 4 videos about why I should die and all these countless blogs with all these innuendos and rumors and fucked up things. I read for 4.5 hours, and I finally said out loud, "You know what? This Dane Cook is a douchebag. And I'm not a fan anymore, because all this is true." The wildest story I can tell you is one day I was sitting down, I was reading some fan mails, and everybody's being really encouraging. "Dane, you've been through a lot, keep going. I know that this has been a tough couple of years for you." And then here's the email that I received. And just by the name alone, I should have known that I was in some trouble. The email was from anonymous@yahoo.com. That's what rolls into the box. So I look at the name, anonymous at Yahoo. And again, me being so kind of eternal optimist, I was like, great name. Somebody got the original, not anonymous 2258 kitty kitty lick lick. Just anonymous. Subject line, "Please read this." To which I say, "Of course. What am I doing?" I open it up and I'm not even gonna paraphrase. Here's the exact letter that I got from this guy, quote unquote. It said, "Dane, both of your parents got cancer and died to get away from your shitty comedy." And my first thought was, very unlikely. That's not true. There are better ways to get away from my shitty comedy, Mom and Dad. Just don't show up or do the whole flat tire thing. I couldn't believe it. I deleted it, but it festered on my brain for the next couple of years. I thought about it, and I was like, sometimes it would piss me off, and I just couldn't. Sometimes I was just driven by it. It really, made me want to work harder. And then I tell you all this because it's amazing the way life positions, the chess game of life. Guess who wrote me a follow-up email 2 weeks ago? Anonymous. And I brought the letter because I want to share this with you, okay? I brought the letter, and I'm going to read this to you, and I really think that this shows that sometimes in life you have that moment where there's high road and low road. And I think that you're going to appreciate the way this went down. So first let me read you what he wrote to me, which was, again, from anonymous@yahoo.com came in, and when I saw that, again, first reaction, I was like, great fucking name. Gotta hand it to him. Lucky bitch to get that. Subject line, "Please read this." Okay, I open it up. "Dane, I was drinking, out of work, and depressed when I wrote you that letter a couple of years ago. I am myself dealing with my father dying of a brain tumor. I respect and understand you now. Anonymous." So I read this a couple of times, and then I thought, I'm gonna write back. "Anonymous, your father got a brain tumor because he was tired of thinking about his drunk, jobless, spineless fuckface of a son. I win." Oh, I took the low road. That was the point of that story. The point is, we should all take the low road once in a while. It feels great. Don't worry, I'm going to apologize in 2 years.